Shalom Chevra, Freilich and Hanukkah. Just to share a short idea. We all know the story of Hanukkah since we were little kids. We've always been told it. It's really cute seeing my daughter come home and tell me details of the story of Hanukkah. And we know that it culminates and ends with the Hashmonaim coming back to the base of Megiddo, which has been victorious in battle against the Syrian Greeks. They come and they relight the menorah in the last 8 days, and Shalom al Yisrael. Except it was not Shalom HaYisrael. If you actually look at the historical records, the war waged on for a couple more years. Almost every single of the Hashmonaim was killed in battle, including the famous Yehuda HaMakabi. One of them survives. That involved the Syrian Greeks taking Yerushalayim again, by the way. It was a constant back and forth until finally we finally expelled them from Eretz Yisrael. And then it's still not Shalom HaYisrael. After that, although Shimon himself was a tzaddik, his sons, the Chashmonaim after that, some of them started Hellenizing, which is exactly what their forefathers fought against for literally years. And we all know the famous stories in the Gemara of Hellenized and even worse, Sadducized, Sadduki Kohanim Gadolim. One of them literally poured the Nisach HaMayim onto his feet at Sukkot. And we talk about how glorious the miracle of Hanukkah was, but if you look at the historical record for the 100 years of Jewish control that the Rambam describes in Hilchos Hanukkah afterwards, it was not pretty. In fact, it was pretty ugly. And things did not end well, and obviously that culminates with the Chorban HaBayis, where literally the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we're sent into the Gullus for thousands of years. When you think about it for a second, what exactly, if I could be a little bold for a moment, what exactly is the value of candles burning for 8 nights, and even a miraculous military victory, when it's followed by dozens of years of the slaughter of Talmidei Chachamim and Kfira and Gullus? What is the value, and what exactly is it that we're celebrating? We could spend a lot more time unpacking this question, we could spend a lot more time talking about it, but just one short ha'ara that I think is important to take with us. When candles burn bright for 8 nights, even when it is followed by thousands of years of darkness, that still needs to be celebrated. And it needs to be cherished and appreciated for what it actually is. There's a very common phenomenon, I think, for us as B'nai Aliyah. We try our best to try to grow. We're constantly thinking of growth, and we're constantly thinking of trying to accomplish more and more. And when we have like a good week, or like when we have a good couple of days, there's a certain sense of distrust, because we know it's not going to be followed up on. We know that we're not always going to be up on the high horse. We know that we're not always going to feel this way. We're not always going to feel on fire. We're not always going to feel that Tevekos Bakadosh Baruch Hu. The Talmud Torah is going to slip. The Tefillah is going to slip. Even Averos Rachman Hatzlan, we slip. And we're not always going to be on that level. And it's as if we're convinced that the week itself is not valuable because of what we inevitably know will follow. We know it's not going to be perfect afterwards, and we know that we're going to be ashamed of ourselves in the future. Hence, I can't trust myself to be happy and content with what I'm experiencing right now. I can't trust myself to rejoice in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because I know I'll be left out in the dark in just a couple of weeks. Maybe even months, but still. It's not trustworthy, and I can't trust myself to be able to sit and enjoy and experience Shleimus when I have achieved it. And it's the ultimate trick of the Satan. It's mamish the Sita de'achra. It's the ultimate trick of the Yitzhara. To steal from you the moments that you enjoy most by forcing you to look into the future and convincing you that it's not real because of what will happen. The glory of the Chashmonaim and the victory of the Chashmonaim is immortal, even when it's followed after thousands of years of darkness and gullus. Despite the fact that things weren't perfect, and despite the fact that their own descendants were far from perfect, what the Chashmonaim were able to accomplish was immortal and will always be celebrated, and the effects of what they accomplished will always be felt for thousands and thousands of years. The ore of what they introduced into the world, specifically by finding that small pach shemen after years of Mesiras Nefesh, was able to light up a gullus for thousands of years despite the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was gone and everything they had fought for, technically, was gone. The importance of recognizing that that week, or that month, or even that day, of perfect devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Devekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we defeat our enemies and we push them out of our Mikdash Katan and we push them out of our hearts, that is worth celebrating. The holy light of the Pach Shemen, no matter how small it is, no matter how many days it lasts for, even when faced with the Choshech of Yavan to follow and the Choshech of Galus Edom, it still needs to be celebrated, it needs to be cherished, and it will light up any amount of years afterwards, even if the menorah, quote unquote, and the Beis HaMikdash is not there. The light is always there, and it's worth fighting for, and it's worth cherishing and celebrating, even when we feel like it's been extinguished. give everybody a bracha. First of all, hatzlacha. We should go hecher and hecher. We should never have to feel the experience of feeling down on ourselves after failing. But when we inevitably do, because we all do, I give you a bracha. Don't allow the Yitzhar ever to convince you that what you have accomplished and what you are going to accomplish is not valuable because of the inevitable slip. That's exactly what it wants you to think. The value of what you accomplish in Yiddishkeit and Kedusha will always shine bright no matter what happens afterwards. Enjoy the shleimus where you feel it. Enjoy the simcha and the devikas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the relationship with Him. You all deserve it. And never let anything or anybody tell you that it's not real. Wishing everybody a Freilich and Chanukah.